Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 936, The Science Behind Cold Therapy by Peter Zemes with RomanFitnessSystems.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Happy Monday. Thank you so much for being here and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. And we have a bunch of shows covering different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find our others. I hope you had a wonderful Valentine's Day weekend, if you celebrated. Valentine's Day is one of those holidays where we can go a little bit overboard with maybe some of the chocolate and the wine and the food. And if that's the case for you, forgive yourself, move on, and remember, you're doing the right thing by being here, listening to this show, because you're going to be right back on track in no time. And speaking of getting back on track, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. The Science Behind Cold Therapy by Peter Zemes with RomanFitnessSystems.com. It's 7:30 a.m., and I'm standing in the shower, washing out the last bit of soap that's once again managed to end up in my eyes. And now, the hard part. I really don't want to do this. I know the benefits and how amazing this last part is about to make me feel. Yet every time I'm about to do it, every single time, I still pause, weighing my options. Should I stay standing under the relaxing warm water, or turn the nozzle the opposite way and experience a raw, body-shaking, electric surge that courses through my entire body? Through sheer willpower and habit engineering, I turn the nozzle all the way to the right and slowly feel the warm, friendly, gentle water turn into an ice-cold, take-no-prisoners monster that envelops me fully. My breathing intensifies as I try, but fail, to avoid the ice pellets raining down upon my fragile skin. Before I know it, my timer goes off, and just like that, it's over. And I feel amazing. Why I do it, and why you should too. In my days as an athlete, when I first heard about cold exposure for performance and recovery, I brushed it off as a useless new age fad. It then resurfaced in my research for peak performance when I came across an article detailing the experience of sitting in a negative 264 degrees Fahrenheit cryotherapy machine for 3 minutes. Undergoing this seemingly futuristic treatment is said to help your body incinerate calories, jolt your immune system back to life, and trigger a flood of mood-boosting endorphins, similar to a runner's high. I want something that I can do at home, and alas, I'm not yet a millionaire who can afford to buy a cryotherapy machine for myself, so I decided to look into more plebeian means to reap the same potential health benefits. That's how I came to discover the life-changing miracle of a cold shower. The benefits of cold water therapy are numerous and backed by a metric F-ton of research. This weird hack has been studied for generations and even dates back as far as the time when the Spartans used it to recover after battle. Today, professional athletes from all over use ice baths to reduce inflammation and speed up recovery. Simply put, the cold exposure may clean you out by removing waste products like lactic acid that builds up from exercise. Furthermore, when combined with alternating warm and cold water, these seemingly ridiculous showers may clean out the lymphatic system. Most simply put, the lymphatic system helps carry waste out of your cells and is a major key in defending your body from unwanted infections. Theoretically, when the lymphatic system is blocked, you can get frequent colds and unexpected joint pain. These contrast showers, which is exposing your body to the cold water immediately after a warm shower, may help clean out your lymph vessels. The science. how it all works. How can Michael Phelps consume 10,000 calories a day and not gain fat? Is he lying to the reporters and the Olympics, or are we missing a key component when it comes to fat loss? The problem with using the law of thermodynamics, like calories in versus calories out, as our sole equation for how the body loses and gains fat is that it views the ways that energy leaves the body too simplistically. This says you can only burn energy through movement and exercise, ignoring that the human body is an open system that can burn energy through heat. Running a marathon might burn around 2,600 calories, but working out in an 82-degree pool for 4 hours can lead you to burn an extra 4,000 calories when you consider the thermal load of the water. This thing called science has shown that you could burn up to 4 times more fat than usual from just 2 hours of cold exposure, 176.5 milligrams per minute versus 46.9 milligrams per minute. Now, there are 9 calories in 1 gram of fat. If you're in the water for 2 hours, then the water exposure would yield an increased burn of 139 calories. Brown fat, also known as brown adipose tissue, or BAT for short, is abundant in iron-rich mitochondria, which helps produce energy and oxidize fat and muscle tissue. Brown adipose tissue could help generate heat that would otherwise end up on your waistline. Exposing yourself to cold activates the brown adipose tissue, which in turn generates heat, which then raises your metabolism, and therefore has the potential to burn off fat. Cold may also increase the amount of brown adipose tissue in the body, leading to more calories burned and possibly a leaner body. The best way to get these fat-burning results may be to take a 5 to 10 minute cold shower and let the water run on your upper back and neck area where more brown adipose tissue is found. You can also place an ice pack on your upper back or neck for 30 minutes and possibly achieve the same result. Okay, is that it? Now, as useful and sought after as fat loss is, I was also intrigued by the potential productivity and performance enhancements that cold showers can deliver. As someone with an ever-fluctuating level of productivity, I'm always seeking out new ways to stay motivated and avoid procrastination. In 2007, Nikolai Shevchuk, a molecular biologist, discovered cold water can flood the mood-regulating zones of your brain with happy, carefree neurotransmitters. I definitely feel energized after a shower, but it wasn't the miracle cure for procrastination that many of my loyal cold shower enthusiasts have sworn by. Sure, the performance-enhancing benefits are nice, as well as the adrenaline rush so early in the morning. However, that's not why I continue to allow my skin to be pelted by nearly frozen water day in and day out. The biggest benefit that I've found is simply that a cold shower takes a lot of mental strength to accomplish. Point blank, they're hard. Like, really, really hard. And as research shows, people who do hard things early in the day tend to accomplish more and procrastinate less. To a cold shower newbie, the amount of willpower it takes to submerge oneself underneath a frozen waterfall may seem like that of a Shaolin monk. Doing something that you are resistant to every day, immediately upon waking, takes an absurd amount of mental strength and discipline. It's the best way to start your day, and over time, these habits become automated and bleed into every area of your life. The world is full of scary things, but we're at our best when we tackle them bravely and with confidence, not when we build up habits of shying away from things. Think of it quite literally as stepping out of your comfort zone. So, set your alarm for 5 minutes earlier, and before you rush out of your shower, turn it all the way cold. It's going to be fun. It might be scary, but in no time, you'll have built it up as a habit. You just listened to the post titled "The Science Behind Cold Therapy" by Peter Zemes with RomanFitnessSystems.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. A couple of years ago, I was at a very fancy resort spa. I know, I was splurging on myself. And inside their shower area, they had one of these icy cold water pools. At first, I had no idea what it was. I thought it was like a separate jacuzzi or something, but there was no steam coming out of it. Instead, it was like just this square hole in the ground with water filled up to the brim, with no steam coming out of it, and steps leading into it. So I kind of walked over to it, looked at it. I saw a thermometer poking out of it, and the thermometer read like 40-some degrees Fahrenheit. And so then it hit me, oh, this is one of those cold water submersion pools. So the question is, was I brave enough to get in there? And I sure was. I was like, I gotta try this. I had just gotten a massage and I was relaxed, but I'm like, look, when's the next time you're gonna see one of these? You gotta try it. I took my first step into that water and it felt like daggers on my feet. But that didn't stop me. Look, this isn't meant to be a humble brag. I'm not saying I'm any tougher than you. I was just so determined to try this since I'd heard about it, I've talked about it. I thought, look, you've just got to do it. I think it took me like a full 5 minutes to be fully submerged. But after full submersion, I immediately got out. And the tingling sensation all over my body, it was like being stabbed with little pins. It wasn't hurting so much as it was just an odd sensation. I felt like I could feel every single square inch of my skin. It was bizarre. But you do kind of get this little bit of a runner's high. It does feel like that afterwards. And the theory behind that is actually similar to when we eat spicy foods. There's that pain sensation that happens, but after we're done sweating, we get this rush of good feeling hormones. It's like the body balances the not so great feeling with a flood of really good feeling hormones to compensate. The next question is, have I done cold water submersion since? I can honestly say I have not. And that's because there have been some studies published that are a little bit conflicting with how helpful cold water submersion actually is. The authors of one recent study found that cold water submersion may actually increase the amount of free radicals or harmful species in the body. And so for me, I'm waiting for more published studies to see if I want to incorporate this as a daily habit. But look, if it's something you want to try, then try it. Even if it's just a one-time experience, it's worth a try, and I promise you won't soon forget it. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a wonderful start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.